Top fundraiser abandons Biden over praise for segregationists. By Harris Alic on June 28, 2019. A top fundraiser has abandoned Joe Biden's presidential campaign over the former vice president's praise of segregationists. Tom McInerney, a San Francisco lawyer and top Democrat financier, told CNBC he cut ties with Biden's campaign on June 20, 2 days after the candidate praised the civility of segregationists. "I had actually let the campaign know I'd pulled back my support of Biden for now," McInerney said. He added that Biden's performance at the first Democrat presidential debate on Thursday did nothing to alleviate his concerns. "I don't think he did well last night," he said. McInerney, who raised more than $200,000 for Barack Obama's successful 2008 campaign, is the first bundler to abandon Biden in the wake of his praise for the late Senators James Eastland, DMS, and Herman Talmadge, DGA, at a fundraiser this month. "I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland," Biden told donors with an exaggerated Southern drawl. "He never called me boy, he always called me son." "Well, guess what?" the former vice president continued. "At least there was some civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. Not the opposition, the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore." Biden's remarks quickly sparked backlash because both men were avowed segregationists who dedicated their careers to fighting civil rights and integration. Eastland, in particular, was known as the voice of the White South for his support of Jim Crow and propensity for referring to African Americans as an inferior race. At the debate on Thursday, Biden faced renewed criticism for the hurtful nature of those remarks by Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. "I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground," Harris said, "but I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who has built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country." Biden responded by saying Harris was mischaracterizing his remarks and that he did not praise racists, a point widely debunked by fact-checkers. After the debate, Biden's campaign was reportedly freaking out about his poor performance. McInerney is not the first person to depart Biden's campaign amid the controversy over segregationists. A top ad maker left only days after Biden's praise for Eastland and Talmadge. On Thursday, McInerney expressed doubt he would be the last fundraiser to abandon Biden. "I would imagine I'm not alone," he said.